This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli airstrike kills 18 members of a family in Gaza as mediators hope for a ceasefire. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
What was once a home and a warehouse sheltering displaced people is now a pile of rubble flattened by the strike. The attack came hours after officials from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar wrapped up 2 days of ceasefire talks and expressed optimism that a deal can be reached. They expect to work out implementation details in Cairo within the coming days. Health authorities say that the Palestinian death toll in the 10-month-old war between Israel and Hamas has passed 40,000. The Israel military, which rarely comments on individual strikes, said it struck terrorist infrastructure in central Gaza, where rockets had been launched towards Israel recently. It also reported ongoing attacks on militants in the region. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Palestinian Minister of Health Majed Abu Ramadan said Saturday the ministry had detected the first confirmed case of polio in the Gaza Strip.
We declared today that there have been a case of active poliomyelitis recorded in Gaza Strip.
The patient, a 10-month-old baby in the city of Deir Abala, who had not received the necessary polio vaccination dose, he urged the international community to demand a ceasefire in order to vaccinate hundreds of children.
On this occasion, I urge all the international community and all those who control what happens in the world, first, to stop this severe war on Gaza. The destruction should stop now. Ceasefire should be implied now.
Fighters from Sudan's paramilitary group have rampaged through Central Village, looting and burning and killing at least 8.